What's good?
You know, earlier I had something dumb to say before, because usually, you know, Grant, you have something fun to say at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to say that because that's going to be super funny. Anyway, I don't know what it was.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Level Zero Podcast. I'm Grant.
I am Autumn. Do we normally do this?
No.
Hell, I don't know.
I'm normally the one who introduces the podcast.
That's Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good.
No, cool. I'm Amber. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm Spartacus.
Don't confuse them, Autumn. I was going to say, you posted that thing on Twitter at like 1 a.m. and was like, what if in the Tower of Babel, they were just confused because there was no oxygen. And did you see what I replied?
I did see it.
I said, Autumn, go to bed.
Yeah. That was one of my, occasionally I will like attempt to go to bed at like a normal time, which is midnight.
That doesn't work out for me ever either.
But sometimes my brain will just be too busy and I'm just thinking of stuff. And so I get into these, like, usually those kind of thoughts don't happen until like 3 a.m. But this last night was like very, like, my brain was just not shutting up.
Y'all on that Twitter tip, I'm on that Blue Sky. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. That hot new social network by the guy what done made Twitter originally, but way better. It's
Blue
literally
Sky.
Yeah, it's literally just Twitter again. It's the same shit.
I think it's decentralized though. I think it's kind more of like Mastodon.
In a way. It's like kind of a
decentralized
happy
is a
medium
buzzword.
Between Mastodon and Twitter. But Blue Sky is pretty cool because like it's invite only now, and like I know a guy, so I got
Ooh.
In. And it's
can you invite me?
If I have an invite code, absolutely.
Oh hell yeah!
But they haven't given me one yet.
Oh.
So It's really funny because it's just a bunch of people, like, it's all shit posters right now. Like a couple senators got in, like, and they're just like, hey, welcome to Blue. And everyone's just like off in the, like, they're, it's like that community scene where Donald Glover walks in and like everything's on fire. But, Yeah, it's just like people trying to treat it like they treated Twitter, and it's just a bunch of assholes like shit posting all over the place. Like Drill is just going nuts. It's amazing.
Wait, what are the senators doing?
They're just, you know, they're just having a kind of like how they have a Twitter presence, you know, for like their offices or whatever. They're trying to establish one there, but Blue Sky's not at the point where Twitter was, where there are normal people on it. It's just a bunch of psychos. Like, and I say that lovingly, like it's amazing. And there's this thing called the Hell Thread, which is just like the longest thread in existence. And it's just complete nonsense. Everybody posts in it. It's great. It feels like a forum from like 2002 in like the best possible way.
I got you.
But
got
yeah, Blue Sky rules. It will inevitably not rule eventually, but for now it's pretty fun.
As all things do.
As all things do.
So, behind the scenes podcast, what do we do? Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about your adventure?
I don't know if I can say what the video is because...
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't gotten any feedback yet.
Yeah.
Well, okay, with no context whatsoever, Autumn has been on a trip.
Yeah. It was a...
Good one.
Yeah. It was one of those videos where I had to learn the subject matter so that I could make, like, illustrations to dumb it down, and you can't dumb something down until you understand. Oh my god,
Grant,
it's like acting, you know. An actor, it takes talent to act badly in a convincing way, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like really good actors are able to do it, but like a mediocre actor can trying to act badly is worse than you know what I'm trying to say. It's kind of hard, it's
I
less convincing,
so.
Grant.
Grant's Mexican Mountain Dews. That's right. I told on you. How to figure out what flavors you'll have to watch.
That kind of doesn't taste like anything. Yeah.
You'll have to watch.
Two negatives cancel each other out, right?
Yeah, basically. Two positives.
No, it's two negatives. Two negatives well, become a positive. Two positives are a positive.
Well, I'm a very positive person. But anyway, yeah, you're...
The video... It was just, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of been, like, my whole tenure here is, like, having to pick up some of these concepts on the fly. Mm-hmm. I don't really do a lot of like illustrative graphs, but at the same time, for me to even like begin to edit a video, I kind of have to have a rudimentary grasp on something.
Yeah. So you spend like the first half of the like your work time on a video.
Yeah. Just like,
especially when
like,
these videos are kind of like very specific.
Yeah. Be like, what the, what is he even
talking
about? Well, imagine like listening to two geniuses talk about, right, any particular technical conversation, mm-hmm. right? And then they tell you, make a color-coded graph. And you're like,
Do you remember the looking glass stuff? The
Yes, for the Windows on Linux stuff?
Yeah, so like PCI pass-through type thing. I remember that was in like 2017 when I first started doing that video. And like that, I literally had like a day where I just did research. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what is he talking
about? Yeah, just to understand. Yeah. Because, like, when you're editing and you're deciding, when you're told to edit down, like, an hour-long thing to get it down to 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's the harp.
Then it's like, what do I cut? Because if I, where I'm sitting at now, cut anything, none of it's going to make sense
to me.
Or
I could cut, yeah, I could cut something really
There's
essential.
No context.
Yeah, I have no context.
I actually did something similar last week. I did that Alan Malventano video about the Solidigm stuff. And a lot of that was, like, high-level storage concepts. And I'm just like...
Yeah.
Whatever. And that was like 40 minutes and I got it down to, I think, like 23. So it was just like, and I'm also doing that again with a different Alan Malventano banger. Shout out to Alan Malventano. That guy's cool.
Mm, he's cool.
He was very nice to me when I met him.
But, he said I was his favorite editor.
He did. And really
he did. And he walked in. Yeah. Like,
and I went in the bathroom and cried. Oh, like,
like, there's my favorite editor.
And I'm like, oh.
No. And Grant was right there.
Yeah.
He didn't even know I was an editor. It's cool.
Yeah. To be fair, he didn't know that level one had two editors and I was the only one.
Well, it's kind of ironic, though, because
I'm the old
you've
head.
You've been. Yeah.
You're the one.
I'm the old head. I'm the editor boomer.
Ooh.
Ask me anything about being...
But I think it's because you don't work here.
No, like, not physically in the office. Yeah.
But you were right there, and you were like...
Most days.
You were like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work from my home office with my my office corgi and my...
They're so cute.
He's such a jackass.
He is really cute.
We need to do like a pets, level one pets roundup.
Yes, we do.
If only Autumn, as in my dog... didn't hate other dogs.
Wait, no. Hoagie met Autumn.
Or no. Hoagie met Summer.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
yes, technically Hoagie did meet Autumn, but not Hoagie that Autumn.
This Autumn, not dog Autumn.
Yeah. Do you remember when you found that out, though? Because you're like, your dog's name Autumn?
I know.
And I was like, oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah, it
my dog's
weird.
Name is Autumn.
Speaking of dog, I mean, whatever. This is, okay, never mind. Forget that.
Okay.
What are the odds?
This was just something really I was doing over the weekend that was nothing to do with anything. So let's just skip.
Were you painting Warhammer figures?
No, I was watching the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, I love those.
And this, it was the working dog group. So, you know, the Malamute was in it. I love Malamutes. They're great. So, and it kept howling when all the other dogs were running up. So like.
What a Malamute thing to do.
the judge, like the two commentators were like, and you know, here's the Altesian mountain dog, and you just hear blah, blah, in the background. It was so fucking funny.
That's such a cute thing to do. They're just constant sass.
Yeah. That's that.
Summer's pretty sassy.
Oh, yeah. What's she again?
They're both Whippets.
Whippets, that's right. I kept wanting to say Greyhound, but nah.
No, they're like the tiny Greyhound.
Yeah, like smaller.
But they're not Italian Greyhounds. Those are tiny Greyhounds.
These are medium Greyhounds.
Medium size. They're actually... originally from Egypt. That's where the breed came from.
What do they think of Cleopatra?
Yeah, what are their thoughts on the Pyramid of Gizas?
Well, the Ptolemaic dynasty, you know?
Were they around when the Sphinx was an actual lion? Do you know the theory?
Yeah.
The Sphinx used to be, and then
somebody carved... That's why the head is smaller than the body.
They carved his face, but it was originally something else.
I don't know.
I played Assassin's Creed
Ancient
Origins.
Egyptians heading.
That was in Egypt. Bayek of Siwa.
Back on track of videos, though.
Uh-huh.
The 4070 came out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And originally...
It's doing pretty well on YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah.
originally I had graphs for it and I had them done, but you had to change the graphs.
I did, because he was adding some stuff in them that you didn't initially have.
That one's doing real good.
Yeah, it's already at 15K.
Damn, kicking that accelerator video's ass.
The clickbaity title, I think, helped. It's named wrong. And they're what do they mean?
Guys, we've started kind of doing clickbaity titles. Forgive us.
But clickbait titles that aren't clickbait, you know what I'm
saying? They're not, like, cruel. Well, you know, they're not, like, won't believe what happened next.
I also, in the description, because I was the one that edited that video, and so it is my responsibility to name them. I put in the description of, is it worth it? Maybe, maybe not. It's kind of eh.
Yeah,
Wendell explains. Yeah, exactly. So, like, if you just click on the description, it'll tell you right up front, like, what the video's about.
But also, like, the Raid is Dead thing, or like the 4070, it's named wrong. They're clickbaity in the sense they encourage you to click on it, but mm-hmm. they're not necessarily just in left field. Yeah. Bad, wrong, right?
Yeah, like you were talking about with the Wendy's like breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, like, bizarre Wendy's breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, people are like, this Wendy's... Okay. You know, you guys know how, like, browsers will recommend articles for you if you're using a stupid browser? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm using Microsoft Edge because I hate myself. And it keeps serving me up all these, like, really dumbass articles. And I look at...
You keep clipping.
I keep clicking on them because I'm stupid.
Do you know what that tells the algorithm?
You listen.
The clickbait words.
Listen.
Wurtz.
What was the title about Wendy's, though?
It was like, you won't believe this new bacon sandwich from Wendy's. It's going to blow your fucking mind. Holy shit. And I click on it, and yo, it's just a BLT.
It's like here's this breakfast bizarre BLT. Breakfast sandwich.
It's like, how's that even unheard of? Tomato's like a classic breakfast thing. It's like, let it...
Not in America. There's no sugar in that.
There's tons of sugar in a tomato.
Yeah, but it's not syrup.
It's not syrup. I hate when people pronounce
it. It's a different type of sugar.
Syrup?
It's fructose and not sucrose. Get it right.
Hang on. How do you say it?
There's also glucose.
Syrup?
No. You ever heard, never heard someone pronounce it syrup?
Oh, syrup. Okay, so you don't actually pronounce it like Lord, that. Okay.
No. I say syrup. Syrup.
How do you pronounce syrup? Let us know in the comments.
Oh, I have a funny pronunciation thing.
Yeah.
You got me up doing that.
Grant, Amber owns a gun.
Wait, what was I saying?
Something about syrup pronunciation.
No, I remember what it was. Okay, being that I'm from we're from Kentucky.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not from Arkansas.
I say buggy.
Yeah, like instead of shopping cart.
Yeah, instead of shopping cart. And buggy. That is pretty controversial.
I used to do that. I don't anymore.
I still say buggy. Yeah.
I call carbonated beverages Coke.
Ooh, that's a rough one. I say soda. I used to say pop. I say soda.
I say pop, though.
Now, here's a big one. You go to Subway, what kind of sandwich is that?
Sub.
Yeah, sub sandwich. It's not a grinder or a hero or a hoagie.
I was thinking, like,
my dog.
I get the spicy hoagie. Italian.
Really? Yeah. Stop it. Not too bad.
But, yeah, I saw a Reddit thread, and it was all like, what do you call shopping carts? And it's like,
oh, yeah, I call it a trolley.
I call it a shopping vehicle.
Oh, no, like, what do you... Yeah. I started watching Ted Lasso. I don't know if you've heard of this show.
It's Jason Sudeikis with a mustache.
Yeah, it's so wholesome. And it's like cute funny in a way. But they have this ongoing bit where they say the same word over and over again, but the word means something differently. So it's like in the first or second episode, they're talking about how cleats, they call them boots over there in England. So if you're getting fired for putting cleats in your trunk, it's a guy getting the boot, putting boots in his boot.
It's a great advertisement for the show. Ted Lasso is on Apple TV, everyone. Go check it out.
It is a cute show.
I've never... You know what? I don't watch a lot of TV. I think the last thing I watched was The Last of Us. And that was pretty good.
And then if you make it Canadian, you could throw a boot somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he got.
Isn't that only like Newfoundlanders?
He got the boot, a boot, Newfies, putting a boot in
our
the
Canadian listeners. How many of you say a boot?
I think a lot of people.
I've always heard it more like a boat.
No.
Canadian listeners, help me out here.
No, but you know what Canadians do say, though?
They call their one of their coins a loony because it has a like a goose on it.
The loon?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
That's not a goose.
Yeah. It's the same shit. It's a bird.
I have seen, or I have heard.
Grant's going to run afoul with the coin people.
Ted Lasso.
Only do you get it foul like a bird?
Yeah, that's what I'm that's okay. what I'm saying, Ted Lasso.
What jokes do you put in your videos, Grant? Because like I had one today.
Yeah,
I spent like
pretty good one.
I spent 30 minutes on this.
It was like Jesus's head on a bee.
Barry B. Benson from the Bee Movie.
It was
specifically
because in the video Wendell says "Bejesus," so "Bejesus" just splashes for like less than a second.
I don't really put a ton of jokes in my level one videos. Sometimes I do. Most time it's like weird oblique references to pop culture. Like, or it'll be like,
sometimes I'll put like a little,
well, I mean the Mountain Dew stuff, you can
the
see
Mountain Dew stuff is humor. All, yeah, is all like, if I was editing videos for myself, they would be like the Mountain Dew stuff. But for the level one stuff, I try to keep it a little bit more pro. Most of my jokes are like, you know, you get a little bit of it in the Forbidden Router stuff where it's like Wendell's possessed or like, sometimes I'll have like dumb stuff flash on the screen. Like one time he says, oh my God, what was he saying? What was the, okay, this is going to be weird. Terrence, that's it. He's like trying to pronounce something. He's like, he says like, oh, Torbjorn, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes, Terrence. And then I put a picture of Terrence Howard up, like really harsh close up, like right on his face. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying kind of basically.
Do you ever leave hidden messages in your videos?
Rarely.
Rarely.
Yeah.
You did the, when he was talking about binary in a video, you put a string of binary across the screen and it actually said something.
Yeah.
What did it say?
You'll have to find out. Go watch the video to find out.
What video was it?
Well, it was originally from the quantum computer video and then I just stole it. I used to put it on a different video. I don't remember now.
A lot of my older videos were a little bit more heavy on that stuff. Like the very first Ryzen video, there's this one where this dude's head opens up like a South Park Canadian and a Ryzen chip jumps out of his mouth. Or like a marmoset like flies into a gorilla and explodes because it's talking about the 800-pound gorilla. But
in the video that I was working on last week that I can't officially say what it was.
Yeah.
I was making a diagram for it. And at the very end, like the last like couple frames of this where this diagram was showing, I pop up on screen. This is overly simplified BTW.
Yeah.
You know, just like
I do stuff like that sometimes too. Yeah. I'll put in a little message to the
viewers. Like I'll put sometimes I haven't done this in a long time, but I'll put like a little white text, especially on something that's white. So you
hidden?
Can't ever see it. But just for fun. It would be like poop or something.
That's always funny.
You'll also do the thing where if Wendell keeps messing up, you'll kind of cut that in there in a funny way.
Yeah.
I mean, it just to be like, because he's just a goofball.
I like zooming in on him when he screws something up sometimes and stuff like, But I need to, it depends on the video. Like if it's, like this one I'm working on now is an Alan Malvendano video, and it's just them sitting there talking, and there's like zero opportunity to do
depend on the
video. If it's like a motherboard review or a something like that,
like the Sonic motherboard.
I would have done so much dumb shit with the Sonic motherboard.
I
was tied up at the mobo. But I'll say I'm a Sonic fan. I like Sonic a lot. I've been exposed to the horrors and the wonders of the Sonic fan community, and it's pretty good. Okay, here's project. Everybody out there.
Oh my gosh!
Take your first name, your given first name, put it in Google, and then hit the space bar and type out the hedgehog.
And oh hit my enter and gosh! See what comes up. No.
Do that right now. Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
She's doing it. You do it.
Oh my gosh.
So Amber the Hedgehog or Autumn the Hedgehog.
I feel like she's gonna have more stuff.
Probably.
Well, Amber is a.
Oh, it auto completed it. Interesting.
Is she getting any bunch of people Sonic OCs?
My worry.
Hang on, I've got on to the Sonic Fanon Wiki.
My worry is that Amber is kind of a like. It's a more promiscuous name, maybe, than others out there.
Should be fine.
Like Gertrude.
Turn safe search on.
Okay, turn safe search on.
The full name is Autumn the Hedgehog.
Uh-huh.
Age 27. Gender male. Species hedgehog.
Oh.
Alignment good. Relationship status married. Ooh. Appearance color neon green. Ew. For Autumn? Height 4.2. Weight? Question marks. Personal info? There is none. Does not like Eggman.
Yeah, same.
Alicia.
Okay, are you ready? I got mine pulled up here.
Okay.
Amber the Hedgehog is a character set to appear in Sonic the Hedgehog and His Awesome Friends. She is from Silver's future and comes to the present with harmful motives.
So okay, you know, a real person? You know Trunks from Dragon Ball Z? Yeah. Silver is just Trunks from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
He's like, bad future, he comes back in time to stop it.
Amber is the princess of Crystal City.
Same.
Ooh. Same. she's evil, she's 14.
Same.
she likes herself. And getting what she wants, also okay. Winning.
Oh, we're gonna. Okay, is there a picture to go along with this?
Yeah, I
didn't have one.
Okay, so we're gonna have Sonic to post pictures of our Sonic Sonas. Oh, she looks great. So I'm gonna read mine. Grant the Hedgehog is a young hedgehog who wants nothing more than to protect Mobius from evil. He is a powerful Mobian who is aligned with a secret organization known as Night Strikers, acting as the leader. Grant is a dark purple hedgehog with dark blue eyes, wears a blood red shirt, tan loafers, and blue jeans held up by a belt with a silver skull belt buckle.
So descriptive.
He has two bangs just above his eyes, and his spines really? Point upwards at each end. In his super form, he has bright white fur and red eyes. His normal attire also seems to take a dramatic change as his shirt becomes gold in color and his pants turn bronze.
Wait,
there's so much more.
Did it say he has bangs above his eyes?
He has bangs above his eyes.
No shit.
As opposed to below his eyes.
Yeah, as opposed to anywhere
else. Called a mustache.
Oh my god.
As opposed to anywhere
this
else.
This is probably like 5 pages on this guy's OC.
Oh no.
That's awesome.
I think I would like...
He has a short...
No! We are done.
Here's your picture, right here.
Sure.
He's looking pretty good.
I thought he was purple.
I don't know. This came up.
Like Danny Phantom.
Does look like
Danny. Grant the
Hedgehog. So, do we have any closing remarks about videos?
Not really, no.
Yeah, no.
What did you work on last week, Grant?
I did the Krista's garden thing, which is actually pretty cool. I'm gardening some this year, so me and Krista had a little conversation about that.
Yeah, I tweeted it.
Dope. That video's pretty cool. And then I did that Alan Malventano thing, and I'm working on another Alan Malventano thing. So really nothing exciting going on. Everyone, Computex is at the end of the month, mm-hmm. So it kind of feels like a lull before Computex a little bit, if that makes sense.
I don't know.
You can't make any like long-term plans because you're going to be going to Computex.
I feel like he's getting them out though. Like,
yeah, he's
like, we're going to get as many videos as we can.
Can we talk about the thing?
As many videos we can.
Can we talk about the thing that you showed me earlier?
The
keyboard.
The keyboard.
Can we talk about that?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he said that the guy's doing pre-orders now.
Okay.
When so it is not a secret is what I'm meaning.
I'm not sure if it's a secret. It's not a secret. As much as the other video I was working on.
Right. It's just a Model F keyboard with Model M switches, right? That's what he said on...
No.
It is some sort of special thing that Wendell... Special keyboard Wendell got early, and he was really excited about it. It's
made...
It's
a Model M layout.
Oh, okay.
It's still a Model F.
I see.
Yeah. It has, like, the faded, like, been in a smoker's house for 20 years
the color. The off-white.
Yeah, that off-white beigey color.
You're saying it's faded?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, bro.
Yeah. Dazed and confused, man. Yo, Doogie, pick up the phone. What?
God, we're so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's a cool keyboard. I mean, that guy has like 1,000 keyboards. And yeah,
he has a lot.
Cool, so.
Speaking of that, we were looking for a keyboard today that has a special layout, and turns out it was in pieces. That's why we couldn't find it. Like, the wire for the LEDs was over here.
Yeah.
And if the guy is listening that we are sending another controller to, whoops. And
whoops. That's what you want to hear.
Well, I mean, it's just like, well, the particular one he got didn't work as intended, and we were like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, we'll send you one. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry. He had a particular model that's kind of rare. Mm-hmm. So it's less tested than
Autumn. Yeah. Autumn, I'm sorry.
What?
Amber.
Did you call me Autumn?
I did. Amber.
I don't, Grant, don't even tell
Krista
me.
Krista said that she said that she hates that our names are so similar. She said that last week.
Amber.
Yes.
You blew it.
I don't know if you say that now.
Yeah, I blew it. See, that's the thing. My name is very distinct, so no one ever gets it wrong.
Yeah, Grant. I'm going to start calling you Gage.
Go for it.
Yeah, so not a whole lot has happened in the last week. That's what you get with weekly videos or weekly
podcasts. Updates
with behind-the-scenes stuff, you know.
Not mostly shit posting.
Yeah.
You know.
It's either like we don't have anything to talk about, or we forget what we're supposed to talk about.
Yeah, there's no in between.
Yeah.
It's a week and a half lead. So we got to make it to a week and a half. Maybe that'll split the difference.
Oh, your face. You're just like so dejected. You're like, yeah.
Well, we've also been doing this podcast after taking a shot of liquid sugar.
Yeah,
we're crashing.
We drank some Mountain Dew.
You know,
it's a pretty good idea.
I mean, that little drink that we got was probably like 20 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, not me. Here's the thing. I drank my gamer juice this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I am rip-roaring ready to go. Thank you, Monster Corporation.
Headshots all day.
That's right. Headshot. I'm going to hit the gritty. And
for the Luddy.
He's a white boy.
I'm going to drop at Tilted Towers.
Play the funky with my boys. Music, white boy.
We're going to get the slurp juice.
Autumn, give us an outro.
Play the funky music, right.
This is our outro.
This is the outro. I feel like we need to do a better outro.
Yeah, probably.
So this has been an episode 10,
episode
I believe.
Episode 10.
This is episode 10.
Double digits.
God, we did such a terrible job for such an important number.
I think it was a great job. We talked
We've
about
We've been
Sonic.
Doing such a terrible job for so long.
Someone say we started. That's a terrible job.
I think we had a great time. We talked about Sonic. We talked about trying to figure out videos.
Mm-hmm.
We made a bunch of noises into the microphone
that
amuse us and no one else.
Yep. We get like 10 people who watch us regularly.
Yeah, 10 people like this. You 10 people out there. You're great folks. We love you.
Yes, we do.
All of you.
All right. Episode 10, level 1, level 0 text. Shit.
Now you blew it. All three of us have blown it today. All
right.
Blown what?
Take 5.
It.
This has been an episode.
Are you doing it again?
This has been an episode of level 0 text.
Everyone out there, post your Sonic Sonas in the comments.
No. This is goodbye.